this for 50 cents.
Please enter your account code.
Mr. Forster, this is Ron Houseman. I'm with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I have you on speakerphone, and the entire board is here, and you have appealed to us, I believe, three different properties.
Yes.
Are you ready to discuss those?
Yes.
We are ready if you are.
Yeah, well, when I got letters, I got three different times each time I departed to tell you which property you want to order, so.
It looks,
or which one you want to order.
It looks like we have scheduled here first is the one ending in 022.203.
Okay, I have that.
Let's begin there then.
The cover letters now are pretty straightforward. I don't know what other information, I can provide to you. But, this one's worth $115,000.
Can we see a map, please?
We're going to be talking with the people that we have in the room because we're putting maps up on the wall and different information, so bear with us, sir.
Okay.
The value that you just started to me, that was determined through an appraisal or realtor's conversations or...
$115,000?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have real estate
record. Okay.
So it was through my research and the Trilex MLS down there. And to support that value of $115,000, I've attached four of the most recent sales, which are comparable to this unit.
It's actually facing
if you back off the additional money, how much more is it?
did we decide it, that?
That comparable 135 would support mine at 115.
Ron, we set one yesterday in the same area, location, for 139. It's just about three or four down, but on the same road.
You said you adjusted the market value to 134.9?
He said that there was a property yesterday that's very similar to the one that you're presenting. It's on the same row, actually. And we established the value of that yesterday at how much, sir?
139.
At 139.
Wow. So where do you want to put this one?
The same. I mean, we'd have to try to be equally, treat everybody the same on those.
So at 139, how did you arrive at that value?
I think they presented... did they present appraisal type?
So that's what they were asking for.
They were doing what?
Was 139?
No. We're looking at comparables that we have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, which comparables? Because I've got the MLS in front of me. I just want to understand how 139 would exist on this hearing.
Do you also have a listing of different property values that are not listed on MLS, Chuck, that we have in front of us that he may or may not have? On sales, is that what I'm looking at here?
Yes, sir. That's the sales letters we've got in. It's possible that they're not in the MLS, yes.
Could you share some of the information with this gentleman regarding the sales that he's not listing that we have from down here?
See if Rhonda can help me out here.
Are you wanting from 2013?
Yeah, our most recent probably would be the best.
Well, we've got one. I can give you a parcel number if you want to pull it up on the map to see how close it is to his. We've got one for 125, Unit 305A, Building 2, and that sold in March of 2014.
Okay.
Do you want a parcel?
No, I'm all right. Give me some compliments.
How many square feet is that one?
That one's 720 square feet. We've also got one at 150,000, Unit 213A, Building 3, that's 772 square feet, that sold for 150,000. That was in July of 2013. And January of 2013, we have one that sold for 84,000 with 400 square feet. So quite a bit less square footage here. And then we also had one that sold for 196,000 that had 1,300 square feet. So I think they're all, you know, pretty well in line. We had one that sold for 112.5 with 720 square feet.
But you did have one in that row that we're talking about there that was on that line. That's how we come up with that 139, didn't you? I mean, I thought that was what was presented yesterday.
You got the. You have to give it back to me.
No views, so that's the reason.
Let me see what part. What's their legal description? That's what I need. Is a legal description.
No,
here it is, right here.
Two twelve A. His information that he sent. I handed it to Randy and.
212A, building.
Okay, we may have sent it back.
I may be building.
We've got a 212A, sold for 150.
I've got his next two.
We have a 213A, sold for 150. Wait, what do you need?
You looked through this stuff. I don't know. Did you hand it back?
You know, if y'all want to just save a bunch of time, I see the direction this is going, and I think we're just on two frequencies here. Just before I filed for the appeal to the board, I took the company name and deeded them to myself individually. so I could take it to the state tax commission without the need of hiring a lawyer.
Move to deny.
If you all want to, if you don't think you're going to get to my number.
Let me help you. We're gonna get to our number, and when we get to our number on your three parcels, we will notify you through the county clerk's office, and then you'll be free with that notification to move on to the state tax commission. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, that's all right.
We'll be delighted to do that. If that's all right with you, we'll move forward then.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
He was there no matter what.
No, that's a serious.
Yes.
Now, let's take a look at these three properties, and let's set them so that when the time comes, we are as equal as we can possibly be with these different properties. If I'm not mistaken, we're somewhere around, was that figure 139, Chuck? Is that what?
That's what we come up with on the other one.
What do you think about that for this parcel that we're looking at? It's not going to make him happy, but hopefully it will make us more equal in value with the others that are the same size. Because right now he's at, what, 179,
373. I'm all right with what you're doing. My feeling is that we're going to need to look at the whole project and.
Well, he's got three parcels, and as he's just told us, he's going on to the state tax commission. What I'd like to do is make our best attempt and get him kind of out of the way, unless you'd like us to come back and you can present something for us during the board where we can address many of them.
I'd like to do that, but we don't have time to. I mean, there's too many units and views and not views and the different square feet and all those things.
It's going to take time. Is it all right then with everyone if we address these three, Chuck?
Whatever you want to do is fine with me.
I want to make a motion to set that at 139 just like we did the other one, right? Two doors or three doors down. Same view and everything.
I think we own E number 34 and 35 are pretty much exactly the same.
Well, my first question would be, since this is divided up into improvements of land, we'll probably be leaving the land at the same value for now, so it would be a reduction in the improvements, right?
We don't care about that for the tax book. We just need overall value.
I understand that, but he's going to need to know the answer to that.
He always does to the tax book for next year.
I'm going to have to prepare for the BOE. I've got to prepare anyhow across the board to be sure that I feel like we're right. So you can deny it or you can set to 139 or whatever, and because we'll have to prepare for the BOE. I'm sorry, I'm saying BOE, but I mean the state tax commission.
I kept thinking, I thought that's what we were doing.
Sorry about that. But we'll have to prepare for the state tax commission when he appeals.
So okay, yes, sir.
Either way you want to go, it's...
Or you have a motion, Mr. Strahan, on this particular parcel of 139, and Jeff has advised us that the next parcel is the same, basically.
Exactly. Is it exactly the same, Jeff?
Yes, 34 and 35.
Okay. I make a motion that we do both of them at 139 for...
We leave 34 and 35?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to set the value, appraised value of $139,000 for both BOE parcel numbers 2014-34 and 35. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Jeff, what do you think about 214-36?
It's already set at $109,000. Smaller.
It said what, Jeff? I couldn't hear you.
109,967.
Oh.
It's one of those 474.
What was his? What was his wants?
Yeah, I've got it over to Chris.
Depending on views.
90,000.
What's that is?
No, his opinion of market value is $100,000. So.
On 307?
On 5. No, I'm on 205, sorry.
He bought it in 12, at the end of 12, for 115.
Did he get one for like 400 square foot?
Yeah, for 84,000.
That was a sale, or?
Yes, it was.
Okay, was it a bank sale? Or do you know?
I usually put on there if it's a foreclosure, and I did not see that, and I would suspect that I probably entered this because, I don't know. Those were in the end of 2013, so I may not have. So I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Well, there's one right next to it that's owned by a realtor. And it's smaller square footage. And it's at 95,000. He's currently at 109,000, and it's bigger by about roughly 60 square feet. So it's not huge.
Yeah.
Well,
409 to 474.
You think that we're close enough we could just deny?
I think he's going to the state.
Yeah. So, no matter what we said, he's going to deny it. But I think my question is, are we close enough with the 106 or 105? I think we are, that he can go ahead and go in.
So is your motion to deny?
Yes, mine is.
Is there a second?
I would second that.
Motion's made and seconded to deny BOE parcel number 2014-36. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries. Check, see if Danny's got any more of these that he says he doesn't have. I have it.
Okay, Nikki brought it down as one that we talked about yesterday. He just received the appraisal, and so he sent it directly over to the office.
Gentlemen, I have in front of us an appraisal that's been sent over from Mr. Carr on the Plantation Inn. With supporting documentation, we had indicated to him, actually we set the value of this yesterday at just slightly over $1 million. He had asked for $600,000, and then he has some supporting information and apparently an appraisal that's contained there.
Well, I didn't look at it, I just handed it down. What was it?
See, I gave it to them.
Okay.
I think that there's two or three different figures in there, and it ranges from 600,000 to about 750,000. But there's a liquidation value. There's a bunch. I just glanced at one page.
Yeah, he's dead, actually.
We set that at $1,014,000.
Is it 77 room?
Yes.
78. According to what I wrote down.
That's 11,000.
No, that's a Super 8. I'm sorry. Sure, now this is
the
sure
hotel that appraisal they're talking about. The car.
I think the plantation is the same.
Oh, I think we're all that stuff.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, 600.
But
yeah,
this is right. I think this he said separate today or yesterday. Maybe I'm not sure.
Does that Donna's copy to keep?
I don't know if they'll scan me any of that. That's why I need to make sure that.
Maybe 11,428
or Christie.
We'll
have to, which I think the stuff that's appealed to the state, then we got to prepare for it.
Whatever. We're kind of at the 12,000 range, and Danny wouldn't budge off 15. So.
Chuck?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Hey, Rhonda, looks like they sent this to the commission office, and they just gave it to us, so we're good. I guess. Is that right, Ron? You're passing that on to us to keep, or did you want to?
I think that if we're going to hear that, people probably should look at it. But I have no objection to you having it, absolutely. That's where it should be.
I'm just looking ahead that we probably can use this when it goes to the state tax commission, I imagine.
Well, the question is, do we need to talk about it again?
I
sort of want your input.
Okay. Have a look at her.
You don't have to do that this second, Ron.
Sure.
But
are they coming in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some feedback.
On the third appointment that we have today, is that one that we handled yesterday? Is that the same guy? Mr. Driscoll?
Yeah.
So I had written him down on yesterday. We can take him off then, right? For today.
We'll probably have to do that Monday or Tuesday if that's all right.
I was just trying to determine that was the same. Okay. I'm going to put Chuck to visit property.
Oh, he's the one that has the cement basement.
Carport cover.
With a carport cover over it. Yeah, for a house, right?
This was as it is when he bought.
Because he said it was a mobile home. I guess you had it classified as a mobile home.
Pardon me?
Oh my gosh,
he's back.
No, we did not. We had it as a res. He talked about it being a trailer, but we had it on as a res. Yeah.
Yeah, he first it was just a trailer. A basement. I thought he said it was a tornado shelter, and then carport cover over that.
But he mentioned that it was stick built. So.
Enclosed, yeah.
I'm seeing Kenny and Roger did it, so I think they're probably coming in. Didn't they? You all did.
Is that the one that we talked
Fall
about?
Green.
Was I here yesterday when you guys talked about it?
Yeah, I think so.
Kenny and Roger.
No, no, that was a little different.
Oh, that was a different one? Oh.
Yeah, because
okay,
it was
the
very end of the day.
That's the one I did. What number was it? Briscoe, did you say?
Yeah, it's on today's.
Can I pull up a PRC?
Shall we stand in recess for a few moments? Is that what you're indicating? Let's do that.
That's. I was going.